With a name like Right to Farm, you'd expect farmers to know all about it. But that's not what I found on a stormy afternoon in the farm-dotted hills east of Norman.
Have you ever heard of Right to Farm?
I don't know anything about it. Do you know anything about it?
I know absolutely nothing about it.
I did truck patch. I sold vegetables at Norman Farmers Market for about 8 years.
Oh, very nice. I'm actually on my way over there now to talk to some folks. So my question is, have you ever heard of something called Right to Farm, the Right to Farm issue?
I have, yes.
Bring any bills? Do you have an opinion on it one way or the other?
I really don't know a lot about it, so it'd be kind of hard for me to base an opinion on something that I don't know a lot about.
That's Debbie and Dustin Downey and Barry Mize, who were kind enough to open their door when I came knocking, but didn't know much about Right to Farm. Maybe I'll have better luck at the farmer's market with Janetta Tesh and Justin Reed.
I think I've heard a little snippet of it on a Facebook post, because we're on several different farmer Facebook posts, but not, I don't know exactly what it is.
So anyway, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
And I've heard a little bit of the opposition, but I haven't actually read the bill myself. You know, a lot of times I notice that with these bills, it'll say one thing and it means something else.
State Impact has reported about how Right to Farm is really a fight between the Humane Society of the United States, which pushes for stronger animal welfare laws, and farm bureaus, which push against those kinds of laws. Some small farmers passionately oppose it.
See, this is the difference between big ag and real farmers. Farming in the 50s was farmers who went and they sold their stuff to the co-op, their grains, their animals.
That's Dustin Green. He owns a 10-acre farm near Norman with about 400 chickens.
But now everything is mass-produced, and when you start mass-producing, you lose accountability. It's important, and I have no affiliation with Humane Society at all, but it's important to have organizations like them who hold us accountable, that say, you know, this isn't good for the animal. It's unsanitary, it spreads bacteria, it spreads diseases. They shouldn't be locked in cages. They shouldn't be locked in barns.
Chip, chip, chip. Chip, chip, chip.
Sheep, duck, llamas, hogs, and cattle mingle on Colleen Thornton's 60-acre farm down a maze of gravel roads near Tahlequah. Colleen sees both sides of Right to Farm.
Personally, I'm not sure we need an amendment to our Constitution. But I do understand the question of, do we want someone from out of state at telling us how we do business?
Colleen cares deeply about the welfare of animals, especially hers, but she doesn't judge bigger farms.
There's incorporated family farms that can have thousands of acres, but they're just trying to make a living for their generation and the next generation.
Travis Snathman's family's 5,000-acre farm near Garber falls into that category.
My great-great-grandpa went homestead here in 1893 in the Cherokee Strip land run, so that makes me the fifth generation.
He's adamantly in favor of Right to Farm and points to a Humane Society-backed law in California.
And so basically they put rules and regulations on how animals are housed. They've got to be in rich crates and rich pens. And what it's done is decrease that production. Those farmers out there can't compete on the national scale with other states that don't have those rules and regulations.
Most of the farmers I talked to either didn't know about Right to Farm or didn't know enough to have an opinion on it. But there's a clear trend here. The bigger the farm, the more likely the farmer is a Right to Farm supporter. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.